Welcome to 2022 Tonks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There's 59 toss-up races. 43 of those are held by Democrats, just 16 by Republicans. So just the math, even if those seats sort of broken in a more even way or a lesser way for Republicans, just seems more likely they'll make up those seats to come back and take control of Congress.
Republican pollster Brian Niebuhr says he still expects the GOP to win the House this fall, despite a recent decline in their poll numbers. The Senate also looks close, but more likely to stay Democratic. A new Washington Post, ABC News poll, found two-thirds of voters believe casting a ballot this year is more important than in previous elections, which could mean higher than usual turnout. The poll also found just a third of Democrats want President Biden to run in 2024. Meanwhile, Democratic pollster Nancy Zadunkowicz says the Supreme Court Dobbs decision is motivating a lot of Democrats, especially women.
Also, there's been a string of wins, the resurrection of the Biden legislative agenda and things like student loan forgiveness. They've really helped the Democratic Party come together. But more than anything, I think it's been drawing a contrast with Republicans.
The Dobbs decision overturned Roe versus Wade and put abortion policies in the hands of states. The CEO of a Southern California Planned Parenthood says they're already seeing a lot of patients from other states. Stacy Cross says severe restrictions and bans means women are flooding into their clinic in Marmonte for help.
In 18 states, women and people seeking abortions are second-class citizens in the United States of America, and that should send a chill down your back.
Reproductive rights groups are expected to appeal a court ruling that allows an Arizona law to prohibit nearly all abortions. The law from 1864 had been blocked since 1973. The White House condemned the ruling, saying it sets women back more than a century. New York City Mayor Eric Adams plans to construct hangar-sized tents as temporary shelter for thousands of migrants transported to the city by Republican border state governors. Recent polls suggest voters are split on whether they approve or disapprove of migrants being sent to liberal states and cities. Migration Policy Institute President Andrew Seeley says most migrants coming to the southern border are still from Mexico and Central America. But he says migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua is complicated by U.S. policies favoring refugees from the political and economic crises in those communist nations.
You can't actually deport people back, which means if they make it to the U.S.-Mexico border, they are likely almost certain to be able to stay in the United States.
The White House is planning to launch a refugee sponsorship program by the end of the year to enlist private groups and citizens to sponsor and resettle refugees. In fiscal 2021, more than 11,000 refugees were resettled through the traditional resettlement program, short of the White House goal of about 62,000. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?